Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. In a span of 5 days, the Patriots will have played 2 games. On Sunday, it was against the Bills, and now they're getting ready for their home opener on Thursday against the Jets. It's been a quick turnaround, to say the least, so the focus this week has been more on the mental preparation as opposed to physically grinding it out on the practice field. Kyle Arrington and Jerod Mayo are two guys who have been taking advantage of the rest time while they can get it.
These NFL games, they take a lot out of you, so you just have to make sure you do your best to recover to play on a Thursday night game like this.
Guys got to scramble, you know, get those extra massages in. We really got to live in a hot tub, cold tub training room. Just get your body prepared.
Just trying to get my body right, a lot of cold tubs, trying to get ready.
The Patriots are getting one of the toughest parts of the season out of the way early, facing 2 teams in 1 week, taking on 2 divisional matchups up front. Both teams enter 1-0, but the Patriots are already 1-0 in the division. Offensively, they're dealing with players who are suffering injuries, so the first priority, especially this early, is getting the health of the team where it needs to be. But there's a bright side to everything.
The more football, the better, I feel like. The better chance you have to get some experience and to get some gameplay going on, I feel like it's the best thing possible. Some more games.
This may be just the next game on the schedule, but it's also one of the Patriots' biggest rivals. They'll have the home field advantage, which certainly will be an advantage. But no matter how you dice up the short days leading up to it, the team works to balance mental and physical preparation this week.
The physical side, you know, trying to get your body recovered from a tough physical game that you just played, and you got to turn around and play again on Thursday. So, you know, that definitely presents a challenge. But then also, you know, the mental side, not having as many days to prepare and get ready for, you know, a team can definitely present challenges. So it's just something that, you know, we've been through before, and we just got to manage it and put in the extra time to get things narrowed down.
Last year, the Patriots went 6-0 against their divisional opponents and swept the series with the Jets for the second straight season. So if there's anything the Patriots can count on, it's that the Jets will be ready for a battle.
We have one down, plenty more to go. So our task now is, you know, the Jets this week. Thursday night, like I said, another division game. Nothing is easy. We understand it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough fought game by both sides. So the team that prepared the best is going to win the game.
Also important to keep in mind, the Jets are also dealing with the challenges of facing a short week after their win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. That will do it from Gillette Stadium, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.